VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. An accused Russian spy held by the United States on charges of infiltrating Republican Party circles has reached a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty. Maria Butina was arrested in July. She's been detained since then. She'll appear in a Washington court as soon as Tuesday. The U.S. Justice Department alleged that she was a covert Russian agent who maintained connections with Russian spies aimed at penetrating the U.S. national decision-making apparatus to advance the agenda of the Russian Federation. They alleged her work in the U.S. was directed by a former Russian lawmaker who was sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department for his alleged ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The detained Huawei chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, says she should be released on bail in Canada over health concerns. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Court documents showed U.S. authorities accuse her of misleading banks and putting those banks at risk of breaking U.S. sanctions on Iran. They allege she was trying to use those banks to move money out of Iran. Court documents also show that in the meantime, she wants to be released, and not only on grounds she suffers from hypertension. She's also citing her longstanding ties with Canada and mentioned she owns two homes worth millions in Vancouver. Meng is not only CFO, she's also the daughter of the founder of Huawei, one of China's key tech companies. It's the world's biggest supplier of networking hardware. China has demanded Meng's immediate release.
Neither Canada nor the U.S. has provided China with any evidence that Meng has broken any law in those two countries.
Her arrest has put global markets on edge, with investors worried it could sabotage any chance of a trade deal between Washington and Beijing.
This is VOA News. A Chinese court has ordered a ban in the country on the sale of several iPhone models because of a patent dispute between the iPhone maker Apple and U.S. chipmaker Qualcomm. A intermediate people's court granted Qualcomm's request for preliminary injunctions against four subsidiaries of Apple, ordering them to immediately stop selling the iPhone 6S through iPhone 10 that use older versions of Apple's iOS operating system. Apple, in a statement on Monday, said its phones using newer operating systems remain on sale in China. The United States is placing sanctions on three senior North Korean officials for what it says is the regime's ongoing and serious human rights abuses and censorship. Those sanctioned Monday are the heads of state security and the Organization and Guidance and Propaganda and Agitation Departments. Their assets in the U.S. are frozen. Britain's already disorderly departure from the European Union turned even more chaotic on Monday when Prime Minister Theresa May postponed a House of Commons vote on her Brexit withdrawal deal. She spoke Monday to a packed and rowdy House of Commons.
As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. We will therefore defer the vote scheduled for tomorrow and not proceed to divide the House at this time.
Her political opponent, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, said the delay was an act of desperation that will make no difference when the deal comes to a vote. Breaking days of silence over violent nationwide protests, France's President Emmanuel Macron has promised a raft of immediate and longer-term measures, including raising the minimum wage and speeding up tax cuts that aim to shore up struggling workers and retirees. But it's unclear whether his announcements on national television will be enough to end a nearly month-long crisis that has cost the French economy billions of dollars. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
He announced the start of a national dialogue on the way forward that would take place in towns across the country. Macron also acknowledged mistakes in the way his government has pushed through a raft of reforms aimed to reboot the economy. People felt left out, he said, and the government had been too slow in giving people the dignity to live through their work. The president's popularity has plummeted in recent weeks, with critics claiming he is aloof and out of touch with the concerns of ordinary French.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.